I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In studio right now, a band called La Cabra, and these guys, they have a couple new faces in the band. You know, I'm stoked to have you guys actually in the flesh, in the studio. I've had you guys on for like a Zoom interview early on in the pandemic, and you know, you guys are going to be playing a show April 28th at the Substation with Ashbringer, Knot, and Dawn of Ouroboros. Yeah. Welcome back to the show, La Cabra.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks,
yeah.
Man.
Thank you for having us.
Let's go around the room, reintroduce yourself, and tell us what you do in the band.
I'm Richie. I play drums.
I'm Lance. I'm the stunt drunk, and nice. I yell at people.
Eric Snyder. I play guitar.
Michael Anthony, guitar, and I did not play in Van Halen.
Eric Weber. I play the bass.
All right, guys. So, yeah, since I last talked with you guys, some new additions to the band. Let's go in, like, order. You know, how did you guys kind of reassemble, you know, everything and go from when I last talked with you?
You want to talk or you want me to talk?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. So, last time, Eric and I had talked to you. We'd come from a band before the pandemic.
Los Esteller.
Los Esteller.
Yeah.
DDA and... Dagna and Paul and Eric and I had a band, and that all kind of dissolved, you know, through the pandemic, and then we tried to reassemble it. First we got Weber on bass and to take Dagna's spot, and that was working out flawlessly.
Yeah.
And then we get Michael on guitar, and we were feeling stoked, right? But Michael's just busting out riffs in the middle of the room.
Sometimes.
And, you know, we're just like, yeah, okay, cool, we got the lineup. When the pandemic ends, let's go for it.
Yep.
Boom. DDA takes off, and he's got to move to Edinburgh.
Wow.
Scotland. So he's okay. Well, that's done.
So tell me, what brought him to Scotland?
His job.
Oh, wow.
His job created.
Okay.
His job created a whole branch for him over there, and he's doing great. I'm actually going to go visit him on
April 5th
to the 10th.
Wow.
This April 5th to the 10th. Go over there and hit the pubs and watch his new band's record release.
What are they called?
So they are called let's get back to me on that one.
Okay, we'll come back to that. We'll come back to that.
It's so stonery and delicious.
Is it Extestrier? I can't pronounce it. It's a crazy name.
Extestrier. We'll get back to it.
So anyway, so we had that going, and then that all blew apart, and I hit Eric up, Snyder, and I was like, dude, we got to keep this going. Like, we got sickest with great people, you know?
Yeah.
Got to keep this going. So we did.
Yeah.
And we formed La Cabra, you know, as we talked about before. And we started out with Ryan Yancey on drums. Mm-hmm. And to be fair,
from Blood and Thunder.
Us, yep. And he's did great, you know?
Yeah.
Helped us get a good start. And he was honest with us from the very beginning where he didn't, you know, he couldn't give us his full commitment because he had other things, you know, other things in the fire. And then we came to a crossroads at one point where we're like, we're going to start going for it, you know. With a little bit reckless abandon, just how we do things.
Let's go.
And he wasn't too keen on that.
Okay.
And we parted ways anyway.
Yeah.
Did that. And then we went from Ryan to
Willis
Mathias, an old friend of ours, Richie's. Richie helped Willis get back on his feet.
Okay.
Drumming. He hadn't drummed in what?
10 years?
A long time.
Yeah. So he got a hold of you.
Yeah. He hit me up. Yeah.
Yeah. And got some cymbals and stuff. Got him all geared up.
Yeah.
So we're like, all right, here we go. Funny story, we'll back reel this one in a minute, but you know, Willis was, you know, wanting to get back into it. So we're like, yeah, let's do it. And then we got into it, and then he was like, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to play live. So, you know,
like, okay.
That was his choice, and we're like, okay.
Thanks for letting me know before we jump in on tour.
And then I call Richie, and I was going to call Richie before we got to Willis, but certain circumstances led us to Willis first.
Sure.
Just, you know, an old friend of ours that wanted to get back on the skins, you know, and everything. So that's just how it worked out. And I asked Rich, you know, I was like, what are you doing? He's like, well, playing with you.
I was like, all right.
Nice, dude. Yeah, had you been playing? So we had you up a few years back.
Yeah.
Had you been doing anything since?
I was basically playing with myself.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
No, I was just recording, and I was doing guitar and drums.
Yeah.
Basically in my garage.
So the name of your band, I'm totally blanking. What was the name of your band?
That was Thunderbeast.
Thunderbeast. Yeah. Thunderbeast.
And before that, it was Hate Fist.
Yes. Yeah. So, no, but Thunderbeast, the most recent project. Mm-hmm. So Thunderbeast is done, right?
I mean, I would never say done.
Okay.
You know.
On hiatus? So,
yeah. Sure. But John, my best friend and guitar player.
He's on tour all the time.
He's on tour with Black Veil Brides like all the time.
Yep.
So he's their guitar tech. So, you know, we have time when he's off tour and we all get together and just, you know, shoot the S, you know.
But you were, you know, kind of just hanging out and playing drums at home?
Yeah, I got a nice little Roland kit at home. Yeah.
So always staying in practice.
Pro Tools, all that stuff.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Nice, dude.
So always stay busy.
Okay.
Plus, you know, the pandemic was a real, you know, S show.
Yeah.
That sucked. That brought it, you know, we were really going, and then everything just fell apart.
Yeah.
It did with a lot of people.
Absolutely.
So. But, it's freaking great to be with these guys.
And you've played some shows now.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Crushed it. No pressure for you, buddy.
Yeah, just threw me in the fire. But that was great. How many weeks notice did you give me for that one show?
Three, two.
What, the Funhouse show?
2 weeks.
Two weeks notice for our first show with him. Yeah.
Was that the Funhouse one?
He hit me up and
with Blighted Eye.
No, this was back in January.
Yeah, the giving back to the community.
Oh yeah, the free one.
Yeah,
the free one
of Horror Zone. Zone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but 2 weeks notice. Freaking crushed it, though. Goddamn crushed it.
There you go.
I will say, though, this band has just been blessed with good drummers from the get-go. Like, I met these guys for the first time, and I got to play with DDA, and I was like, oh, my Christ. Mm-hmm. Like, what? And then we got Ryan when we were, like, first getting things back together, and I was like, is this going to work? And then that made it happen, and it's been...
Bloody hell.
We got Willis, and then when Willis didn't end up wanting to keep going, like, I didn't believe that we were going to get someone at the same caliber, and then two shows.
Yeah, we're having a Spinal Tap.
I'm meeting the guy for the first time, and it's like, oh, okay, cool.
Man,
I love playing with these guys.
That's awesome.
It's such an easy gig when you know the other four cats are so talented.
Yeah,
and we're long-time friends, so it's like you know we get along.
Everything. No one's a dick in this band either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everyone's just super easy to get along with.
That's awesome. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, everyone's leaving your band, so maybe you guys are the
maybe.
Could be. Yeah, watch, I'll be gone by next week.
I'm just kidding.
I mean,
I'm just
families break up.
Learn how to shut up.
But you guys are going to be releasing an EP, is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah,
yeah. So we have a couple songs that we're actually going to play from it. And did you play on the recordings?
I did not.
Okay.
No, but the full length, it'll be all me.
Awesome. Nice, dude. Well, let's just go into one of the songs just to kind of give people an example of what we're talking about. Again, the band is La Cabra, and which means the goat, right? The goat. The goat. The greatest of all time.
No.
Maybe one day.
We're going to go into Human Quilt, and there's going to be a video coming out for this very shortly, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was shot. Yeah. It was shot by the friends and fans, all on cell phones.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was crowd cool, participation. Man. Super cool. Everybody handled it.
That's great.
We're super grateful. And yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we used like footage from fans from that show.
Yeah, one shot, just 3 minutes.
Cell phone stuff.
Yeah, three minutes to shoot a video.
That's
it turned
so cool.
Out pretty damn good too.
And there's your budget.
Yeah, just skirting by, baby.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And Frost from a Dehiscent, a band called Dehiscent.
Yeah.
Have you heard of them?
I actually haven't. No,
they're heavy as heck.
Nice.
Yeah, they're great.
Nice. Way to pull it back there.
Yeah, right.
Heavy as heck.
Jason Frost, though, he edited it. He's
awesome.
A beast. Like, I mean, we give it to him, and like, oh, yeah, I'll have it ready for you.
It's like 8 hours later.
Like, tomorrow. I'll just sit up and drink some wine, and I'll have it ready for you. I was like, what?
That's amazing.
Yeah. And he's like, So he crushed it. We'll show it to you here tonight.
Nice. But,
We're
awesome.
Pretty proud of it. So.
All right.
Went down.
Well, Human Quilt is the name of it, and it's La Cabra. Let's go.
We'll be right back.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
That was Human Quilt, Lacabra, and they're going to be playing April 28th with Dawn of Ouroboros, not in Ashbringer. And we're now we're going to be playing another song from them shortly. But I'm kind of curious about so you guys kind of have like a blackened death and roll kind of sound, like kind of
White Snake meets White Lion meets Great White.
So Richie, you kind of alluded to the fact that you know it was kind of show during the pandemic, and mm-hmm. What kind of kept you sane, if anything? Did you stay sane? Maybe you didn't.
Besides heavy metal?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know what else.
Your baby? Your kid?
I did have a newborn. Little pandemic baby.
Yeah.
Beautiful baby.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you, yeah. And shout out to my wife, who put up with me during that whole thing.
Yeah. Were you working the whole time?
Yeah, I was.
Okay,
yeah.
So you never had a time where you weren't working?
I didn't get any time off.
Okay.
So that was rough.
You're a welder, right?
Yeah. 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 So... Yeah, I mean, welding metal, playing heavy metal.
There you go.
I'm more metal than
he's a
T-1000, baby.
Yeah.
I should be the Terminator.
Metal. Absolutely.
No, but it was a tough time, but I'm, not to sound cliche, but, music.
Yeah.
I built a nice little studio in my garage.
Awesome.
Just kept at it.
Yeah.
Just stayed busy.
I saw the pictures, man. It looks awesome. You got a drum throne and stuff, right?
Yeah,
it was badass.
Yeah,
dude.
It's a good little getup.
That's awesome. Lance, you were saying how it was kind of rough for you in the beginning.
Yeah,
because you're a tattoo artist.
Yep, we got shut down. Yep, we were the first
First
Slave to the Needle still?
Slave to the Needle still, yep. Working for Aaron.
Yeah.
Great place, great boss. Everybody's awesome. Love it.
The U District
Love
one?
My job. Yep.
Awesome.
On the Wallingford shop. Yep.
Awesome. So you guys were shut down for quite a while.
Yeah, we were shut down. I was hanging out with my boy Kiwi Matt. Mm-hmm. I ended up living at his place through the pandemic. I was in a really dark place at that time. And he pulled me out of it. And between you, Filth is Eternal, Blood from the Soul. Let's see, who else put an album out? Napalm Death.
Yep.
Put that album out. I mean, that's all I had. Like, it was metal. Music, Tiger King, or whatever the hell that was.
Beer.
Yeah, lots of alcohol, lots of maybe drugs, maybe not drugs, a lot of that. But, that's basically what kept me going. And we actually did DDA, Eric, and a guy, Jeff Rouse, local legend guy on bass.
The Gemini.
Yep. We got together and did a video during pandemic.
Awesome.
Got all of our testing done and all. That was weird. That was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It's like we hadn't seen anyone in months,
and
then all of a sudden we're in this Mob Studios about to film this big video for a Killing Joke tune called The Great Cole, which we were practicing with Loza Stellar.
Yeah.
And then the pandemic hit, and we were like, we have to do this. Like, this is no brain. It's all about this right now.
Yeah.
So, at least Jazz Coleman's version of it. And so doing that and then writing music, just, getting up, having crazy dreams and playing guitar and writing riffs, and here we are.
Here we are.
Some of it's here, actually.
3 years to the month. Crazy, crazy. Yeah. Eric, you kind of put a lot of time into a YouTube channel. Mm. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, during the pandemic, I'm like, okay, why not? So I created we built a little shed out in the yard.
Yeah.
My girl's dad built it, and I kind of finished the inside and turned that into what I call the Shred Shack. And so I do lessons out of there, and I was doing my YouTube videos out of there, and still am. And, it's a good time.
So check, what's the channel for YouTube for people to check?
10 Fingers of Doom.
10 Fingers of Doom. Awesome.
Yeah.
There's another thing that kind of, and this is just something I'm remembering to bring up, something that popped up recently. I saw there's like a second coming B-side. Is that right?
Okay. Yeah, it's weird because like Lance here was like, dude, you guys put out a single? I'm like, what?
So where did that come from? What was that?
That was recorded about 20 years ago.
Wild.
Or about 16 years ago.
Okay.
And we were supposed to put out an album like in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And then the band imploded.
Sure.
And so those songs have been sitting there on a hard drive forever. Wow. So yeah, I mean, that's old stuff. We were supposed to do a reunion show this spring, but then that imploded. So,
sure.
Yeah. So I'm just like, okay, whatever.
It's out.
I'm here when you guys are ready.
Let's go.
Probably not. So
shout out to Tristan's new band though, Moon Fever.
Oh, dude, I love
killing
Tristan.
It.
Yeah.
Killing it.
Yeah, yeah.
They're great.
So good.
Killing it.
Yeah.
How about you guys? How'd you guys stay sane? If at all.
Yeah. So at that time I was playing guitar for Blood and Thunder and Void Dancer.
Yes, Void Dancer kicks ass.
Blood
Shout
Thunder.
Out to Clint.
Yeah, Blood. Yeah, Clint's a cool guy. Blood
they crushed
Thunder.
That show, by the way. They were really
Blood
good.
Thunder ended up dismembering, and then Void Dancer, I was kind of in and out, just personal reasons. And then Lance reached out, and that was kind of at a time where I was kind of just ready to hang up guitar and go ahead and get a real job, real career, not even do the music thing anymore, because you do it so long, and then you just get burned out of doing it, and then. I just get a random message like, hey, I like how you play. You want to play with us? just real straightforward and checked out the tunes. And then, I took lessons from Matt Wicklin, and to find out Matt
there
Wicklin's,
We're
one of Lance's friends. And, yeah, and he's ripping, solos as a guest soloist on the album. And I was like, okay, I'm interested. And, just kind of, it got me re-excited to do it. And, ended up leaving Void Dancer just to fully commit into, doing La Cabra full time.
What do you think you would have done if you would have just like completely stepped away from guitar? What were you thinking about?
I'm a driver, so
okay.
I would have just been going over the road, me and my corgi.
Yeah, there you go.
Hell yeah!
But just gotta keep the dream alive.
Mm-hmm.
Just gotta keep it moving.
Right on. And how about you, man?
Yeah, I mean, as far as like when the pandemic shut everything down, I do stagehand work for a living. So like as soon as the news hit, like I didn't have any work at all, and like I was. managed to stay sane and, you know, sure. just got to have the life of a, you know, teenager on summer break again. Yeah. And that was cool and all. But I've always been in multiple different bands, and that was hard to be away from. And I came back and kept doing the multiple band thing yeah. for a while. And, you know, and then just kind of been trying to whittle things down at work, whittle things down just in general and streamline things. And, you know, that ended up being just being in one band, and I'm pretty thankful for
what
that.
What were the other bands you were in? Just to shout them out.
Let's see. I was played with Mechanism with Tony DeLizio yep. for okay. a little while yeah, towards the end of that thing. And yep. Got to play with Sons of Mercury with him, too, doing a bunch of cover tunes. I did Live Day, like, the second
there
year.
There you go.
When we still awesome, did man. The... When it was still in the studio.
Yeah. yeah, I remember. I was there. Yeah,
I got to play like two shows with Kill Closet, which was really cool for me because nice. They were like one of the first local bands I ever saw. Like when I was still just a teenager and like hadn't ever played a show before, and you know the magic was still there to it yeah. all. You know, like
before you were jaded and old.
Well, oh yeah, totally. I'm the oldest one in the band, right? yeah. But yeah, the other ones. Salem Knights was my baby. That was my band. Bleed the Stone was another one. Face of Loki was another one.
Face of Loki. Okay, cool, yeah. man. Right on. Yeah. Well, now you are in Lacabra full time.
Yeah, man. Full time supervisor for Rhino now. Just accepted that.
Lifer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Right on. Yeah, man. Congratulations, dude.
Music.
Yeah. Music. So 2023, guys, what you guys have the EP coming out. Do you guys have a name for it?
Self-titled.
There we mm-hmm. go. Lacabra, the goat. Self-titled record. Do you guys have a date for it?
We don't. We need to talk about the date.
Okay. Well, I totally yeah. just put you guys on the spot.
Yeah. We're really like, you know, a well-oiled machine here as far as business goes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we just need to talk about, like, you know, when.
Absolutely.
Soon? This spring?
Yeah, so you guys going to be probably playing a bunch of shows coming up in the summer and whatnot? And
we're going to
yeah.
do some shows. We're working on a UK tour for wow. October.
Awesome.
So mm-hmm. 2-week run over there with X-Destroyer and another band called Damum, possibly out of London.
Cool.
Great band.
Nice, dude. That's all good. I think you swore like 75 times already, so might as well just keep going, just keep dude. Going.
Yeah, you're welcome. And yeah.
We're talking about doing a run down the West Coast yep. this summer.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We had talked about that, and then that's probably not. We're going to record also. We're doing a, mm-hmm. a full length.
So yeah.
Turning this
yeah.
EP into a full length.
Okay.
On top of that. And then.
Where are you guys recording at? Do you guys know? Are you guys recording at home?
Some of it at the Shred Shack
at awesome.
My place. And then Lance tends to do vocals with a guy named Jay Battle.
Yep.
Okay.
And then. We're going to go into the studio. So what I love about Richie here is he's able to demo out his drums on electronic kit at home.
Cool.
And then send me the MIDI, and then I put it into the metal machine. And
yeah.
And but we're going to take him into the studio and into a real studio and do little drums. Probably
Nothing
Uber beats.
Acoustic drums, baby.
Yeah.
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 Right now, hashing out songs on the electric kit with me and you, just you and me spitballing back
so
and forth.
So awesome. I love it.
Perfect, man.
The writing process right now is
Yeah, we're getting
feeling good. Smoking.
Yeah,
smoking.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we were crushing the writing.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah,
loving it.
I've never written songs so damn fast.
Wow. Yeah, I know. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And then we have a guy named Gwen Kurgeon in France that mixes us.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's awesome. Love that guy.
Yeah, that's what we've been going.
The wonders of the internet.
Yeah,
I know.
Amazing.
Get John Winters into the loop too.
So. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yep, of course.
Yeah, yeah, John, boy. John's our boy too.
Get a tour with Black Veil Brides. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
God, you remember the days of recording the reel?
Their wrists like 3 days in with us.
There you go.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't be too happy.
They'd be like, these guys, these guys.
Yeah, they'd be too happy.
Okay, so this is a Northwest show. You know, it's not Loud and Local, it's Metal Shop, but it is a Northwest show. What's your favorite Northwest bands of all time? You know, whether it be, you know, the greats like Soundgarden or, you know, a band that you've seen, a couple
local,
weeks ago.
Local what? Favorite, Guitar Hero, Jeff Loomis, Nevermore.
There you go.
Yeah.
He's an arch enemy now.
He is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jeffrey.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeffrey Loomis.
Yeah, the man. Filth is Eternal.
Filth is Eternal. Great band. They're going to be playing with Botch this weekend. Yeah. Yes. Going to be awesome. So. Yeah. 13-second sellout for those shows.
I know, right?
Jesus Christ.
Getting all the money on those.
Right?
Botch?
I don't know. We'll see.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Oh, yeah.
Richie, what about you?
Oh, boy. I mean, I could just be that guy and say like, Alice in Chains or whatever, which I love.
So but are you that guy? Is that your band?
No. You know what? I'll throw
Hate Fist?
Throw some love over to Pettibone.
There you go.
IMSA.
IMSA.
Yeah,
nice,
maybe.
Too. There you go. Eric?
Well, I mean, he stole my answer, Jeff Loomis.
Yeah.
But I know this isn't a Northwest band, but like Cattle Decapitation is like a big influence on me now.
Yeah, nice, dude. Yeah, they have a new album coming out.
Yeah, Dago, of course. But yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dave.
Yeah, I think they're playing. I think they're playing here in Seattle. A Core Zone coming up. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're playing soon.
Why,
yeah.
Why aren't we opening?
Because they're a headliner?
I don't know if they have local openers on that one.
Enough.
What about you guys?
Yeah.
You already mentioned it, right?
I'll totally be that guy and saying Love Bone.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Mother Love Bone, man. Mm-hmm. Iconic band, iconic band. Mm-hmm. If people can't make it out to the show April 28th, they got prior commitments, they got kids, they got anything like that, what's the best way to support you guys?
Is it Spotify?
Yeah, Spotify. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jump on Spotify. Yeah.
Awesome.
Get it, get on the
We have the single list. Fractured right now. And
Yeah
we'll have a little full EP on
Fractured
there.
Fractured up there.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And stay up to date with them. Follow on social media. You'll be able to see the video for Human Quilt coming out shortly. You know, filmed by fans, compiled for a pretty cool little view of what it's like to be at a La Cabra show if you can't make it out to the show.
Oh, yeah.
Again, April 28th with Dawn of Ouroboros, Knot, and Ashbringer. And that one's going to be at the substation over in Fremont Ballard area, Freelard, if you will. we're going to go into nothing. So, Richie.
Yeah.
You're the newest member, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So you're going to do the job. You're going to do the job, man. You're going to be the host of Metal Shop right now.
Oh, right on. Okay.
So
how do you do this?
I'm going to turn my microphone off.
Okay.
And you're going to be as cheesy morning radio DJ as possible. Think about like honking horns.
Okay.
You know, awooga. I want you to have the booming radio voice of God.
Okay.
And introduce Nothing by La Cabra on Metal Shop.
Okay. Hey, this is Richie on 99.9 KISW. Next up, we got Nothing by La Cabra.
Amazing. Don't let my boss hear that one.
That was lager.
Milky.
It's La Cabra here on Metal Shop.
We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.